This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected with eBay Customer Support. This is Alex. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Good to have it, ma'am. This is a verification call for you. Yesterday, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. Have you authorized any transaction like that from your end?
No, I have not.
Okay. Is there anybody else in a family member who made that purchase on your behalf?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay. As because we have received the charge from overseas country, we are a bit suspicious about it, and that's why we are calling you directly, okay? Because we don't want you to charge any amount which is unauthorized for you. So do you have any smartphone, like any Android phone or any Apple iPhone with you so that we can help you out?
I have an iPad.
Yes, do you have a smart device in which you use internet, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to help you to register the security so that in future you don't receive any kind of fraudulent charges again on your account. Okay, now, the phone you're talking with, is that an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone?
I don't know which it is.
Tell me the brand name just. Just tell me the brand name of your phone you're using. He's talking to me. Do you have a computer or laptop, ma'am? Hello?
It's an Optus phone.
You're telling the brand name of your phone, right? Which brand phone are you using?
It's an Optus phone. Optus.
It's an Optus phone you're using, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, and apart from this phone, do you have any computer or laptop or any iPad with you, ma'am, in which you use internet?
Yes, I have an iPad.
Okay. So which device do you use for most of your internet activity? Is that your iPad or is that your office phone, ma'am?
No, it's my iPad.
Okay. Can you please be handy with your iPad, ma'am? Please be handy with your iPad.
Yes.
Okay, now, first of all, we need to register the security. So, do you use Wi-Fi on your iPad?
Yes.
Okay, now, on your iPad, there is an application named App Store. You need to open up the App Store first. Open up the App Store. Open up the App Store.
I'm trying to find it.
Yes, take your time. It's a blue color icon with a capital letter A on it.
I've got a blue cover here with an item F on it. F the Frank, but I don't have one with A on it.
Yeah, it's a blue color icon. Check it. It's a blue color icon with a white color A on it, a capital letter A.
No, the one I have has an F. F the Frog.
Just check all your apps, ma'am. The name is
I've
App Store. Check all your apps.
Oh, just a tick. App Store. Yes, I've got App Store.
Yeah, open it up. And now look at the bottom, ma'am, do you see a search bar where you can type something? It's
a
search.
A what?
At the very bottom, do you see say search? At the very bottom of your iPad screen, do you see search?
No, I don't see search.
At the right hand side bottom corner, do you see any magnifying glass that says search?
No.
Okay, and at the top of your screen, do you see anything that says games, apps, stories and more?
No.
A white bar?
No. Pardon?
Look at the very bottom of your screen. Do you see a search bar that says search for games, apps, stories and more?
I've got the bottom of the screen and it says redeem, send gift, add funds to Apple ID.
And do you see other options? It says
I've got Apple Media Services terms and conditions.
No, look at the very bottom. This is today, games, apps, arcade.
I've got hardware and software, more resources, sales and support, internet services, intellectual property, education, enterprise, more ways to shop.
Okay,
that's
now
the bottom of the screen.
Look at the very bottom, at the down bottom of your screen. Do you see any option that says search?
No.
Just scroll down the page, try to scroll it down.
Well, it's the bottom of the screen.
Yes.
It says copyright 2023 Apple Inc. All rights reserved.
Okay. Have you opened up the App Store or you have opened the Apple Store, ma'am?
Oh, I don't know.
Just close it. Just close the app you have opened.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you see Google? Do you see Google, ma'am?
No, I don't see Google.
Okay, all right, not an issue. Can you read me out all the apps you can see on your iPad screen? Please read it out from me. It will be very helpful. I will be able to guide you in a better way.
Netflix, news, something, pardons, roadblocks, any something, world, Zoom, Dropbox, ABC.
What was that, any option?
Zoom, Dropbox, iView, Brother, Books, Sinai, App Store, YouTube, Mac,
Music. Click on App Store. Click on App Store.
Okay.
And now what can you see on your screen? Please let me know.
Games for 90s kids. Dumb ways to sleep. Build something awesome.
Okay. Now, look at the very bottom of your screen. Do you see any search option over there? A magnifying glass?
Yes.
Give a click on it. Have you clicked on it, ma'am?
Yes.
Now, do you see the keypad comes up on your screen through which you can type?
No, it's got search, discover and suggested?
Yes, look at the search. There is written over there games, apps, stories and more. Do you see that?
Yes, I see that.
Give a click over there. And now, type letter A, A as in alpha, letter A. Are you typing A, A as in alpha?
Yes.
Then type letter N, N as in November, letter N.
Yes.
Then type letter Y, Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yes.
Then type letter D, D as in doctor, letter D.
Yes.
Then type letter E, E as in Edward, letter E.
Yes.
Then type letter S, S for sugar, letter S.
Yes.
Then type letter K, K as in kilo, letter K.
Right.
Yes, now tap on search from your keyboard, tap on search or go. Have you clicked
okay.
on that? Now what
yes.
are the options comes up on your screen, please read it out one by one so that I can help you.
Google, any desk, remote, desktop.
Yes, yes, click on the second one, any desk, remote, desktop. There will be a blue box, it says get, you need to give a click on get on it.
A blue what?
Yeah, a blue color box, it says get. Do you see that?
See a tiny little blue box.
Yes, give a click on it. You need to give a click on it.
Yes.
Yes, now this it says install, tap on install.
No, I don't see that.
Is it downloading? Do you see there's a blue circle is going?
No.
What can you see?
AirDrop, messages, mail, reminders.
Come up again.
AirDrop, messages, mail, reminders.
Okay. Do you see the blue color box?
Mail.
Okay, go back to the previous page, ma'am. Try to go back to the previous page. And you can see the options again, Google, any desk, other apps.
What am I doing now?
What can you see at the moment? What can you see on
any
the screen?
Any desk, remote, desktop.
Yes, and just beside that, this is your blue color box.
AirDrop.
This is a small box over there.
A small box?
Yes.
The blue box.
Has
yes. mail. Yes.
The blue box you can see?
Mail.
And what, do you see any other box over there?
Yeah. AirDrop, messages, reminders.
Okay, look on the any desk, okay? Look on the any desk remote desktop. Over there, do you see any small box with a arrow pointing upward or downward?
Yes.
Where do you see that? On the right hand side or on the left hand side, ma'am?
The right hand side.
Yes, you need to give a click on that box.
Okay.
And now what can you see?
AirDrop, messages, mail, reminders, copy link, edit actions.
Do you see any options to download or install? Do you know how to install this?
No, I don't see that.
Okay, can you go back to the previous page?
AirDrop messages, mail reminders.
Go back to the previous page.
Any desk, remote desktop.
And what are the other options you can see? What exactly you can see?
I see that. Any desk access now.
You need to go back to the previous page, ma'am. Just go back to the previous page.
Google any desk remove desktop.
Yes. Now, just beside any desk remote desktop, do you see any small box it says get?
Yes.
Give a click on get. And now after giving click on get, what can you see, ma'am? Do you see any small blue circle is going around?
It says App Store, Google, App Install.
Yes, you need to give a click on install.
Done.
Okay. Now do you see a small blue circle is going around just beside the word any desk?
Say again, a blue what?
Do you see anything is going round and round?
No.
Do you see a small circle is completing round? Do you see any option is open?
I see a blue box that has two semicircles in it.
Okay, just wait for a moment, it's downloading, okay? Once you see open option over there, please tell me. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, nothing's happening. Nothing is happening.
It will take a while. Do you see a blue line is going around? It's completing.
No. I see a blue line that's static, and there's two semicircles in the blue box.
Yes, it's completing. It will take a while. Once you see any option it says open, please tell me.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Don't you see any blue line is going around or anything?
No.
Okay. It will take a while. You just give a click on any desk. The word any desk remote desktop. Just give a click on it. And now what can you see, ma'am?
Any desk remote desktop.
Okay. And do you see any blue circle over there?
No.
And is anything going around? Do you see anything going round and round?
No.
What can you see over there? Please tell me.
There's a red square with a white diamond and a sideways B on the red square.
Uh-huh.
And then there's preview any desk access now, which is on a black background, and there's another black background, include usage, and then file transfer, and everywhere.
And do you see any options is open?
No, I can't see anything that says open. Oh, now a new screen has come up. Unlimited access to 200 plus ad-free games. Purchases. try get free. Well, I'm not interested in gains.
Sorry, come up again.
I am not interested in games, so I don't want to try any games whatsoever.
No, no, you don't have to try any games over there, okay? We are just downloading the security files so that we can block the fraud activities trying to be done, okay? Now, do you see any option open over there?
No, I don't see any option to open.
Do you see the remote desktop? Now, look at the top. Do you see any desk remote desktop? You can see it?
No. No.
What can you see? Have you scrolled down the page? Then just scroll up.
It's just all about games on this page. Oh, now I've got all the options.
Have you touched anywhere? Are you touching your iPad?
I did, and now I've got all the options. Messages, news, currency, settings, Yahoo's, St. George, SBS.
Why have you come back to the home page? You need to...
I don't know why.
Okay, I understand. You just need to open the App Store once again, ma'am. Click on the App Store.
Okay, it comes up to unlimited access, 200 games.
Now look, just scroll down a bit and you will get to see the option search. Look at the bottom. Do you see any search option with a magnifying glass? At the bottom of your screen, do you see any search option, ma'am?
No. Yes, I do.
Yes, give a click on it.
Now it's come up. Discover mystery games.
Now, just about discover, do you see a wide bar that says games, apps, stories, and more?
Yes.
Give a click on it. And now type over there any desk. ANYDESK. Any desk. It's ANYDESK. Any desk. Now tap on go and tap on search. Have you done that?
Yes.
Now, what can you see, ma'am? Tell me the options you can see.
Photo Leap, any desk, remote desktop, Microsoft remote.
Now, just beside any desk remote desktop, this what option you can see? Do you see anything that says get or open?
I can see on the one to the left of it, get. Photo Leap Editor, so that's got get on it.
No, on the any desk remote desktop, what is the option you can see?
It just looks like a cloud with a down arrow.
Yes, you need to give a click on it. Now after clicking on it, what can you see?
It hasn't done anything.
Click on it once again.
Oh, now it's rough desk remote desktop.
Sorry?
Rough desk remote desktop.
And now do you see any option it is install, open, anything like that?
No, it just says get.
Give a click on get. And now what can you see?
Rough desk, remote desktop, And then it says install.
It says uninstall?
No, install.
Yes, you need to give a touch on install. Give a click on install.
Okay.
And now what can you see?
Now, just as what was on before, Rust Desk Remote Desktop.
Do you see anything it says any desk remote desktop? Don't you see that option?
I see Rust Desk Remote Desktop.
Okay, try to go back to the previous page, ma'am. Try to go back to the previous page. And now
I'm back at the previous page.
And now, do you see any desk remote desktop?
Yes.
And do you see any get option over there? Do you see get or open?
Well, down further where it says VNC viewer remote get, there's a get down on that part.
No, no, no. I'm asking about the any desk. On the any desk, do you see open option?
No.
Do you see get option over there?
No.
Then what exactly you can see on the any desk? Do you see any small circle or a small box?
There's a small thing that looks like a cloud with a down arrow in it.
Yes, yes, you need to give a click on that cloud down arrow.
Doesn't do anything.
It's not doing anything?
No.
Okay, give a click on any desk once. Give a click on the any desk. And now do you see the cloud pointing down arrow?
No. Oh, yes.
Yes, give a click on it. Now what changes do you see?
It's changing to a little square.
Okay, now just wait, okay? Don't touch anything. It's downloading. Once you see open, please tell me, okay?
Now it says open.
Yes, give a click on open. Click on open.
Okay, any desk would like to find and connect to devices on your local.
Click on allow.
Enter remote address.
Now, just above that, do you see it says your address and some numbers?
I see some, yes.
Yes, that's your cancellation registration number. Confirm me the numbers from your end.
969-153-113.
I'm telling you the ID once again, ma'am. Please check it from your end. It's 969-153-113. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, our server will be verifying this ID for you, okay? You will get a security notification on your screen, okay? You will be getting the security now. Over there, you will get two blank checkboxes. Now, you're getting the security. Now, scroll down the security. You will get two blank checkboxes. I trust this call. I'm aware of the risk. Check in both the blank boxes, first of all. I trust this call. I am aware of the risk. Two blank checkboxes.
I've got one box that says I'm aware of the risk, and the other one says do not show this warning again.
Yes, first checking that blank box, I'm aware of the risk.
Okay.
Now checking the blank box, don't show this again.
It's not accepting that.
Okay, just leave it. On the right hand side, do you see the accept option over there? Click on accept.
Okay.
Now you will get an accept option again. Click on accept.
Okay.
Now you will get an option to start broadcast. Only give a click on start broadcast and then don't touch anywhere. The server will verify the ID for you, just wait. Once you see a black box with a timer on it, please tell me. Now, you just press the home button and come back to your regular home page map where you can see all your apps and icons. Come back to the home page.
Where's the home button? I don't know where the home page is.
Just swipe up the page and come back to your regular screen. The way you come to the home screen. Swipe up again.
Any desk.
Yes, now you can come out of this. You can just swipe up the page and come back to the home screen. Swipe up the page. From the
swipe
bottom.
Up the page?
Yes, just swipe up from the bottom.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yes. Now, just wait for a while. Okay, now you need to open up the settings from your NMAM. Open up your settings. This is settings. Click on
settings. Settings, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Now, on the settings, look on the left-hand side. There will be an option. It says display and brightness. You just give a click on it, ma'am. Display and brightness.
Okay.
Now look on the right hand side. There will be an option. It says auto lock. You need to give a click on it, ma'am.
Auto lock.
Auto lock, yes. Now there will be an option. It says never. You need to give a click on never.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now look at the left hand side top, ma'am. You will get to see your name. You need to give a click on your name. Look at the very top. Do you see your name?
Yes.
Yes. Now you will get to see an option name, phone number, email. Just give a click on it. Now just after that, you will get to see some of your basic informations will come up. It's asking you
right.
for your Apple ID password. Do you remember your Apple ID password?
No, I don't now.
Okay, just give a click on cancel then. Give a click on cancel.
Okay.
Now there will be an option which is payment and delivery. Just give a click on it. Payment and delivery.
Okay.
And just after that, it's asking you the password again. Just give a click on cancel now. Tap on cancel.
Okay.
Now just come back to your regular homepage now where you can see all your apps.
Yes.
Come back to the home screen. Are you back to the home screen, ma'am? Just swipe up the page where you can see all your apps.
Yeah.
Swipe up from the very bottom.
Yes.
Swipe up the page from the very bottom and come back to your regular home screen. Come out of the settings.
How do I come out of the settings?
The way
how?
You come out of the any desk previously. Just wait. Okay, you have got a single button on your iPad, right? Out of the screen, there's a single button.
On the screen?
No, not on the screen. Out of the screen at the very bottom, there's a one single button, a circle button.
Just the iPad button?
Yes, the iPad button. Click the iPad button.
Okay.
And now what? Now are you back to the home screen, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the thing is that as because your informations are trying to be compromised by some outsiders, we already put the transaction on hold, okay? But we are not going to allow the fraudsters to do anything wrong with you, okay? So simply do a thing, ma'am. According to our server reports, you are doing banking with St. George, right, ma'am? You do banking with St. George?
Yes.
Okay, and do you check your statements on online, ma'am?
No, not often.
You do online banking with the St. George?
Oh, really?
Okay, just simply log into your bank and check your statements, okay? Have a look on your iPad, there's a St. George application. Open it from your end. Yes. Just wait. It will open up. Now click on it, click on the St. George, and try to check your statement from there, ma'am.
I'm not sure of my access number.
When was the last time you checked the statement, ma'am?
I don't really use it for my banking.
Okay. Do you see any option comes up to visit website? Give a click on it. And how do you check your statements then, ma'am? Can you just tell me how do you check your statements? Like you get paper statement, ma'am? Okay. You can see on your screen, it says forgot access number.
Yeah.
You need to put your debit card number over there. The debit card which you have got with your St. George, just put that debit card number over there. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a tick, I can hardly see it.
Take your time. And apart from the St. George, do you have any other bank, ma'am?
No.
Okay, only the St. George.
Okay, right? I've got to put this St. George number in. Is that what you're saying?
Wait. What exactly you can see on your screen at the moment?
Oh, now it says favorites.
You have touched somewhere. Just give a click on go from your keypad. Click on go.
Yes.
Okay. Now put the card number over there. It's asking you. Debit card number, 16 digits.
Yes.
Put the number on the 16 digit. Don't make any mistake during putting the card number over there, okay, ma'am?
Okay, I've got it on. Yes. Okay.
Have you checked it?
Yes.
Yes. Now click on issue number.
And it's got a tick next to the one.
Yes. Leave it as it is. Click on date of birth and put your date of birth.
Okay.
Select your date of birth.
25. Okay, I've got that in.
Now click on continue.
Okay.
Okay, now just give me a moment. Okay, look on the mobile number option. At the right hand side, there's a small down arrow. Give a click on that small down arrow.
Yes.
Yes. Now, you need to give a click on send. Give a click on send. The number you have got on your iPad is ending with 0241. Am I correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes. Now click on send. There will be an option to send. Give a click on send.
Now it says authenticate.
Yes. Now just press that iPad button once again. Press the iPad button. Have you done that?
Yes.
Yes. Now, look on the messages. Click on the messages on the left-hand side bottom. Have you got any messages over there?
It says no conversation selected.
Come out of it.
How do I come out of this?
Press the iPad button.
Okay.
Okay. Now, click on it once again.
On what?
The messages. Oh, just... Yes.
It just comes up search. It just has search or no conversation selected.
Look at the top, there is a small box, a blue color box. Can you click on the small box? Just give a click on the small box. Okay. Just give a click on cancel now. Click on cancel. And now press the iPad button. Have you done that?
Yes.
Okay. And now, look at the left hand side bottom. There is the envelope icon. Give a click on it. Have you clicked on it?
Yes.
Yes. Now scroll to the top. Scroll to the top.
Yes.
Okay. Have you received any code from there? Over there? Do you see any code?
Code? Did you say code?
Do you see there is an option that says send George statement, e-statement. Give a click on it. Yes.
Yes.
Great. Yes. Now scroll down the page a bit. Scroll down the page.
Yes.
Okay. Now you just look at the left hand side of the option. It says inbox. Give a click on inbox.
Right.
Just give me a moment. Okay. All right. I just press the iPad button, ma'am. Press the iPad button. Okay.
I do.
Now click on. Now click on the Safari browser. Do you know which one is the Safari browser, ma'am?
Safari? No.
It's a... look just beside the Facebook. Is a circular icon look like a compass?
Yeah, a blue circle with a thing across it, yes.
Click on it.
Enter your secure code.
Okay, do a thing from your phone. First of all, do a thing, put me on speaker.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Look, on your phone screen, there's a speaker sign.
On the screen?
Yes. Do you see that?
I don't see your speaker. I don't see your speaker sign.
You can see, what can you see on your phone screen at the moment, ma'am?
Optus 3G, 3:37 PM, all the numbers, 1, 2, 2, 9, 0, and then the phone and hide.
Okay. You need to swipe up, this way. You can see the numbers on your screen, right?
Yes.
Yes. Look on the left-hand side or on the right-hand side, there will be a small cross sign. Do you see that?
Small cross sign.
Don't click on the numbers. No need to click on the numbers.
Click on the numbers?
No, no need to click on the numbers.
No.
You just do a...
No, I haven't.
Just swipe up this page from the very bottom of your phone screen. Just swipe up the page.
Swipe up
from the very bottom. Yes. And now, can you see all your regular apps, ma'am?
No. Oh. Yes.
Yes. Now, can you see all your regular apps?
When I swipe up it, I can.
What exactly you can see?
Now I've got all of the numbers. 1, 2, 9, 0.
Now swipe up the page from the very bottom. Simply swipe up from the very bottom of your phone screen.
Now it's a few options. Like music, screen mirroring.
No. Do you know how to come back to the home page, ma'am, without hanging up the call?
I can try.
Yes, try it.
Well, what's the home page? Isn't the home page with all the numbers on it?
No. The home page is where you can see all your apps, like Google, Facebook, Camera, Gallery. Yes.
Well.
And you need to open up the messages from there.
That. No, I don't know how to get that.
Are you back to the home screen, ma'am?
No. I don't know how to get there. I've got the screen with all the numbers on it.
You just try to swipe up from the very bottom of your phone screen. Swipe up the page. Okay. Do you see any three icons at the bottom? A square, a circle,
no,
a triangle?
No, I don't see icons at the bottom. Just got the numbers.
At the very bottom, at the extreme bottom, down there. Do you see any three icons, like an arrow, a square, and three lines? An arrow, a square,
no.
And three lines. Okay.
No.
Do you see a circle, a triangle, and a square?
No. Can't see that.
Okay. All right. Look on your iPad. Do you see any options to cancel? Click on cancel.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now click on continue again. Click on continue. Okay.
Okay.
Now. Now, look on the screen. Do you see mobile? The number which is ending with 0241.
Yes.
Yes, whose number is this, ma'am?
I guess it's mine, is it?
Yes. And this number is with you?
Let's see. No, it's not mine. I think it's my daughter's.
It's your daughter's number, right?
Yeah.
Now, just beside that, look at the right hand side, there's a small triangular shape icon pointing down. You will click on it.
Yes.
Now, do you see any options to send to? Give a click on send to. Have you clicked on send to?
Yes.
Give a click on it again. Okay. And. Okay, I got it. Now just do a thing. Can you just confirm me? When was the last time you checked your St. George statements, ma'am? When was the last time?
Oh, probably a month ago.
And do you have any rough idea what is the last available balance you're having right now in your account?
No, I don't.
Like, is it more than 1,000 or 2,000?
I don't think so. I don't think it very much.
Okay.
I would think so, that I don't know.
Okay, your daughter used it?
No, my daughter doesn't use it. She's got her own phone.
Okay, and how do you pay your bills? You pay it using your debit card?
Yes.
And do you have any credit cards with you, ma'am?
No.
Okay, I understand. Now you just do a thing. Press the home button. Press the home button from your end.
On the phone or on my iPad?
No. You have a home button on your phone?
Yes, phone.
Yes, on your phone. Do you have a home button?
Pardon?
On your phone, on your office phone, do you have a home button?
Yes.
Now what can you see on your phone screen?
Yes.
Yes, now what can you see on your phone screen, ma'am?
The date, 3:45, Monday, 30 January.
On the middle of your screen, what can you see?
It's just the dialing numbers.
Okay. And you just press the back button and you just come back to the previous page. Press the back button.
The black button?
Back. Do you know the back button on your phone?
No, I don't see a black button.
Not a black button, ma'am. The back. Back.
Back.
Yes.